Welcome to the Adult Lab Experience Podcast, where we talk about the experiences that shape our adult lives. Before we get started, consider the Adult Life Experience newsletter and level up your adulting game. Get practical tips and advice to navigate the challenges of adult life. Sign up now and receive our weekly newsletter straight to your inbox. Let's tackle adulthood together. Links are in the description below. This episode is brought to you by the Enriched Adult, your go-to resource for personal finance and money management. Tune in as we explore topics like budgeting, investing, and debt management, and provide you with the tools and strategies you need to achieve financial freedom. Each episode is packed with valuable insights and actionable tips to help you take control of your finances and build a strong financial foundation. Join our community of like-minded individuals who are all on a journey towards financial wellness. Today we'll discuss how millionaires spend their time and the habits that separate them from everyone else. We all have 1,440 minutes in a day, and how we spend them determines our financial circumstances. According to Tom Corley, author of Change Your Habits, Change Your Life, the self-made rich spend their time differently than the rest of us. Everyone uses about 1,200 minutes a day on the following activities: work, commuting, family-related, sleeping, eating, bathing, grooming, and dressing. That leaves 240 minutes or 3 hours each day, and it is this time that sets millionaires apart from us financial normies. They engage in these activities daily and stick to their routines for many years. So let's see how the rich, on average, spend their extra 240 minutes a day. According to Tom Corley, 80% engage in 60 minutes a day of dream setting. What the heck is dream setting, you may ask? Well, dream setting involves pursuing a dream and the goals behind it, typically something outside of work like a side hustle. Dream setting could be starting a business, writing a book, learning a new skill, or increasing one's financial intelligence to help forge the way to a better future. Deliberate practice or education is where the self-made rich devote 60 minutes a day to practice and increase their knowledge related to their skill, career, or industry. This daily habit helps them maintain and improve their skills and knowledge, making them virtuosos in whatever it is they do to make money. Deliberate practice or education could be you taking a course and putting that knowledge into practice, reading books on certain topics to get a better understanding of what might be going on. Like what you hear so far? Make sure to never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now, and don't forget to share this if you like the show. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show. Nearly all of the self-made rich engage in 30 minutes of aerobic exercise each day. This activity has numerous benefits, such as improving mental function, health, reducing the risk of sickness and disease, reducing the effects of stress, and making us feel happier. Good health translates into longevity, which means more time to create more wealth. Activities could include, but not limited to, running, lifting weights, yoga, Pilates, cycling, anything to get the heart rate pumping, and that could lead to a better life. Building rich relationships is crucial for the self-made rich, with nearly 90% devoting 30 minutes a day to this activity. They participate in or run business organizations, nonprofits, or trade associations, make hello calls, happy birthday calls, and life event calls to maintain and grow powerful relationships. Finally, the self-made rich spend some time each day on leisure activities. However, they moderate their downtime to no more than an hour a day. How you spend your time each day determines the financial circumstances of your life. In conclusion, the rich separate themselves from everyone else by making good use of their 240 minutes a day. Every productive minute pays dividends down the road in the form of virtuoso skills and knowledge, good health and increased longevity, strong relationships and greater wealth. Thank you for listening to this podcast of the Adult Life Experience. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite platform and share it with your friends and family. Join us again next time for more insights into the experiences that shape our adult lives. If you have any questions, just hit us up on our socials. Links are in the description box below. Just remember, I'm not a financial advisor. The opinions expressed in this podcast are my own. If you need financial advice, please consult a financial advisor who will be able to help you with your personal financial needs.